Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk to the boys. It's Jay and David on this morning. Morning, lads.
Good morning.
Morning, boys. Right, great to have you on. Both no doubt looking forward to the weekend. As we always do on Merseyside, football very much a part of our lives. Let's start with you, Dave, after the midweek defeat, and it was defeat in the end at Chelsea, but were you happy with the improved showing under David Unsworth?
It was far better, Alan. Yeah, it was much better. It was about, we knew going down there that it was a long shot. Even if they played the second team, it's usually better than our first team, to be honest, as far as money goes. So it was about the infusion of optimism, the ignition of hope. And that he recognised it. Straight away he brought McCarthy back. He put wingers out. We had a centre forward. It was like we'd lost our mind all of a sudden and gone back to playing football again.
Yeah. So, yeah. Refreshing.
Yeah. It was refreshing, but it also says that he's been doing what we've been doing. Is recognising from the outside there's a problem there, that's wrong and that's wrong. And the first thing when he's come in, he's tried to address it. So going forward, you'd buy into that, surely.
Yeah, well, Leicester on Sunday, who've got a new manager themselves, so they'll have a bit of confidence. It does tend to give sides a bit of a boost, doesn't it? But whether Claude Puel can do that, I'm not quite sure. We'll see.
I'd say I don't really care about that. If this had been 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
and you'd have said that statement to me, I'd have put my hands up and said we'll probably lose the game off the back of it. But right now, it's about us. We've got youth and we'll go with ourselves. We lose it. But I'd rather go there this weekend than 2 weeks before this. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely spot on after midweek. And as far as Liverpool are concerned, Jay, back to basics. How often have we talked about this? Not just this season, but going back to Jurgen Klopp's reign, defensive woes again. You must have been tearing your hair out on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I've said it time and time again. Everyone's going on about the defence, saying it's not Klopp's fault because the shame... You know, problems applied under Brendan Rodgers, but you know, Jurgen Klopp's had 2 years. He's had 4 transfer windows, and he's simply not rectified the problems, has he? And I know you might say it's individual errors. It's not just down to the manager, but you know, he carries the can, doesn't he? I mean, he's still keeping the faith with these players that, you know, fans up and down the country, we all know they're not good enough to play for Liverpool. And we've suffered 3 years now of Dejan Lovren and Simon Mignolet, mistake after mistake after mistake. And you know, I praise Simon Mignolet, to be honest, for last season. You know, I thought he was quite instrumental at times in Liverpool getting to the top four because, you know, he shaved us on a number of occasions last season. But, you know, you can't forget the 2 seasons previous to that when he was very poor. And, you know, obviously he made another couple of mistakes there at Wembley against Spurs. And I think he's made the most mistakes that have led to goals, hasn't he, in the last 3 or 4 years? Which,
apparently so, you know, yeah.
Statistics don't lie, do they? And he's not a very good goalkeeper. And, you know, only Liverpool can go out and sign a goalkeeper who's not even as good as him in Carrier. So we've got massive problems. Keepers are both not good enough.
So would you play Danny Ward?
Yeah, I certainly would. Why not? You know, he cut his teeth, didn't he, in the Championship in the tough league last season with Huddersfield. And he showed that he is a good goalkeeper. All he needs is a run of games. And I don't see any reason why not. He shouldn't be thrown into action and given the opportunity. And, you know, if you're going on about Dejan Lovren as well, we've said that about it in time and time again. He's simply not good enough. He makes mistakes galore. And why not give Joe Gomez a chance in his more natural position at centre-back?
You can't see Lovren playing this weekend, can you? He looks a bit shot, doesn't he? And mentally, it must have taken something out of him.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously Klopp's showed a lot of faith in these players, hasn't he? Time and time again. And he came out yesterday even saying, you know, I won't let my players down. Well, I wish Jurgen Klopp had not let the fans down by keep on selecting them every time, every week, because, you know, they're simply not good enough. And you know, ultimately, they're letting him down, aren't they?
David, one thing that Evertonians aren't complaining about is the goalkeeping position. Although, you know, Pickford couldn't do too much about the 5 that went past him on Sunday. That's one area that Evertonians are probably satisfied with. Other areas of the pitch, it's still a problem, isn't it? Putting the ball in the back of the net. And that's going to be the case for a while, isn't it?
It is, but that's not the only problem, if you don't mind me saying so. Jordan Pickford's fantastic. Ostensibly, you buy a goalkeeper for 5-10, hopefully, like Neville's out, or 15 years.
Yeah.
You buy it, it's a different thing when you buy a goalkeeper. So I'd look at this kid up to now and say, he's got everything. fantastic. He's as good on the ball with the ball as his feet as some of the centre-halves who have played for us over the years. That's a fact. By the way, that's a fact.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Another bonus you get. He's been great. He's let the most goals in, apparently, in last season and this season, playing in the team he played for last year and now playing for us. That's not his fault. If you look at it, he's saved loads of goals this season already, and we've let bags and bags of them in.
Yeah.
So, no, Jordan Pickford's not the problem. But what you'd say is, we spent money, there's still no legs in the middle of the park, there's no whip, and there's no striker. So if any manager, you know, looking at that would say, I need to reinforce it. David Unsworth come on the other day and said, well, I've got a little bit in the under-23s, what I might be able to reinforce it with, and that's great as a stopgap, and obviously for the future. But right now, we need to address it. As Jay just said about the goalkeeper and the defence, it's to any observer, independent observer, you'd look at that and you say, you need a goalkeeper and you need a defence. So how come the people running it and signing these people, they can't see it? Well, it's the same with us.
Yeah,
it's different areas, but it's the same principle.
Mm. What about your thoughts on the man who was thrust in for his debut, Benny Beningame?
Benny, fantastic. In fact, that was a pressure game. He didn't even know he was playing. Anyway, that was a pressure game. He come up. I thought him and Tommy Davis in the middle of our team, passing to each other in between players, running at them and 2 yards away and still making the ball and then going for the 1-2. That looks intelligent to me. That looks like they know what they're doing and they haven't just met. For the rest of this season, our teams look like they just met each other in the tunnel coming out.
Yeah.
Because they've got no game plan, no familiarity, no relationship, inter-relationships, micro-relationships in the team, none of that.
Yeah.
Well, these two look like they've got it.
Yeah.
So yeah, great.
We'll see if it continues at Leicester on Sunday. I'll get your thoughts on the Everton manager situation in just a minute. Just back with Jay and Liverpool and Huddersfield. He comes up against his best mate, Jay, doesn't he, and David Wagner. And they're on the back of beating Manchester United. So Liverpool fans can't just turn up at Anfield expecting this to be a bit of a walk in the park, can they, by any stretch of the imagination?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, it's the old saying, isn't it? There's no easy games in the Premier League. And, you know, on paper you would say, wouldn't you, Liverpool, Huddersfield should be a home banker, Liverpool 3 points. But, you know, what you've got to realise is if there's ever a manager in this Premier League that knows Jurgen Klopp's tactics inside out, he knows his brain, his mentality, and how he implements a side to play a game of football.
Yeah.
It's going to be David Wagner, isn't it? And as you quite rightly say, you know, they're on the back of, you know, brimming full of confidence after beating Manchester United, albeit at home, different kettle of fish coming to Anfield in a away game for them. But what I've seen of them so far, they seem very well organised, and, you know, it's a team that's patched up, really. They've hardly spent they haven't really spent much money. I know they splashed the cash a little bit in the summer, but, you know, the record sign is not much. Is it 10 million? Is it that Moyu they got from Man City?
And
I think the defence paid 3 million for one centre-half and 1.5 million for the other one. So, you know, it's not really a team that's full of star names, but, you know, he's got them playing really well and they're well drilled and they're a lot more organised than what Liverpool are.
Yeah. So it's not going to be as I say, a walk in the park by any stretch. Dave, what are your thoughts going forward on the Everton management situation?
I would suggest that we won't see anything immediate. I would imagine that they're going to say, let's just wait and see, because we're at a crossroads now.
International break, you mean, in terms of immediacy?
No, maybe longer.
January?
Maybe. It depends on the results. Don't forget who we've played already. We've already been Chelsea,
Man United, Manchester.
Exactly. And we're in our, 10th game or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's got a bit of the breathing space. If you could get some confidence and some results together, it works for the board. Because we've had two foreign managers and apparently neither of them's worked. That's the way they want to go, because we've got a fella with a few quid now, and that's what you'd have to do to get Champions League and whatever, Europe. However, we're also in the bottom three of the Premier League, so that might want make them go safe, which is then a short to medium term decision. Because in 2 years, Evertonians won't work with Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
However, we might need him to save us from going down.
Yeah, I understand the logic. Yeah,
I'd say they'll put the thinking cap on and say David Unsworth is a safe pair of hands. He's got the crowd on side. He's putting youth in the team. It works for Evertonians. All you need now is a few results.
And Jay, Liverpool fans have been talking for a long time now that the fact that they haven't got a 20-goal a season striker might come home to roost at the end of the season. They've got one coming through, haven't they, in Ryan Brewster?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Liverpool. I mean, we've got some really outstanding young kids coming through. You know, Ben Woodburn signed a new contract as well. And as you say, Brewster, he got, you know, back-to-back hat-tricks, hasn't he, for England, under-17s, is it? So, you know, obviously the future looks good, but at this moment in time, yeah, you know, of course, we've got Solanke as well, who's one of the under-20s, and he got player of the tournament, and he's only just turned 20, hasn't he? And he's another one for the future, but at this moment in time, we've got Roberto Firmino playing up front for us, and he scored 2 goals in 9 games. And, you know, obviously, I know he scored a couple of goals in Europe, hasn't he? He scored against Maribor as well. But the problem with Firmino, he's a very good player and his link play is really good. And he obviously keeps the centre-halves honest and he helps because he presses from the front. But problem is, he doesn't score enough goals. He's not clinical enough. And to me, I just don't see where he fits into the side because it's not good enough. If you're playing for the club like Liverpool who aspire to get in the top four, who aspire to, you know, obviously make a title challenge, you cannot play centre-forward and score 2 goals in 9 games. It's not good enough. Mm. You're looking at the other options around. You've got Daniel Sturridge, to me, looks finished. And then, as I've just touched on there, Solanke, he looks like he's got all the tools, but he's a young kid. Do you give him a try? Do you throw him into action and give him a run of games? Or do you turn to someone like Danny Ings, who he's missed 2 years of football, basically, hasn't he? And, you know, obviously, he probably would suit Klopp's system very well, and he does score goals more so than you'd imagine what Firmino does if he's given a chance. But 2 years out of action, you know, he could be finished as well, couldn't he? So Liverpool have got massive issues in the centre-forward department. But ironically, Liverpool do tend to score quite a lot of goals in other areas in terms of Mane chips in. Salah's been fantastic, hasn't he? I think he scored 9 in 14 games. But you can't just be over-reliant on these players. We need the centre-forward who scores goals. And unfortunately, Roberto Firmino doesn't do that.
OK, well, talking of goals, what's your predictions for the weekend, lads? Dave, how are Everton going to fare at Leicester?
You know what? I'm going to lose my mind for a second and say we'll win 2-1 down there.
Very good. Top man, Jay.
I know we've just been touching on there about Liverpool's defence and how poor it is, but I've got a little sneaky feeling we might keep a clean sheet this weekend. I haven't got a clue who's going to select. I personally think he'll still probably play Mignolet and he might even still play Lovren, but I've just got a feeling we'll keep a clean sheet, so I'll go for a 2-0 Liverpool victory.
They are victories for Everton and Liverpool over the weekend. Great to have you on, lads. Thanks for your company.
Nice one, Alan.
Brilliant.
Nice one, Jay.
That's Dave.
Cheers, boys.
Dave and Jay on Fan Friday.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.